Manx Radio Saturday Live Lounge with Christy De Haven.
Hi, I'm Alessia. Alessia, it is lovely to meet with you. This is one of those moments, so full disclosure, before we go any further. I know your mother. It's one of those Isle of Man moments where I went to school with your mum. And so I'm kind of looking at you thinking, you're a fully grown woman and a budding star of the future. I mean, there's something about that that is a little bit terrifying and also brings warmth to my soul. It's just so good to know that you're doing so well with your music. But you've been doing music for quite a while, haven't you? When did you first start writing?
During COVID, really. I started trying to write my own music, but I didn't play any instruments. So it was always quite difficult because you had to come up with like the tune in your head. But then got to a point where I was like, I'm going to have to learn something. So I started learning guitar like 3 years ago. And then from then, really, started writing all my own stuff.
Your first single, But I Try, it's a beautiful song, it really is, and we'll come to the kind of the recording and everything of it shortly, but it is very honest, it's clearly a very personal song, so, I mean, for you, presumably the lyrics are really important.
Yeah, well, I was just struggling at the time, really, with explaining myself, so I thought, I guess I'd just put that into words the best way I could.
So music's kind of an outlet for you, I guess, really?
Yeah. I would say so, yeah.
So tell us a bit about sort of what the song is about then, if you can sum it up.
Well, I was always told that I was too nice. And I was like, but I can't do anything about that. So it's partly about that.
I mean, that's a good thing to be, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
When you listen to the song now that it's kind of finished and is out there, how does it make you feel?
Well, good, because I want other people to realise that it's not just them that feels like that. It's a normal thing.
And they're beautifully crafted lyrics, I have to say, and I can imagine that a lot of people will connect with it and identify with it as well. How has it been received by your friends?
They all really like it, and everyone on my TikTok likes it as well. I've gotten quite a lot of good feedback from it.
I have not really used TikTok before, but it is the place to be if you're an artist, isn't
it? Yes, it is.
So how do you use it as an artist?
I mostly post covers and then like little snippets of new songs that I'm working on. But I think it is the way to get out there these days.
There's so many artists that you see now that pop up on our playlist and it says started on TikTok.
Yeah.
Became famous on TikTok.
Yeah.
You just need that one catchy hook or song, don't you, for someone to pick up
thing.
And then it goes. So can I ask how many followers you've got?
19,000.
that's quite a few.
Yeah.
And they're guessing they're sort of all over the world, are they?
Yeah.
Have you got any ideas where your sort of furthest away ones are?
I've got a few in America. I think that's the furthest place I can think of, yeah.
But that's a good place to be because, of course, you could then potentially follow your followers and go over there
and
take your music to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that sort of your plan then for your music? What's all your plans?
I'd love to just go all the way with it. I'd want to go on tour and all of that, but I guess it just depends, doesn't it?
Got to get picked up, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, But I Tried Then, so this first single, you had quite a hand in actually putting it together, didn't you? And at least doing some of the recording yourself. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I recorded all the vocals myself for it. And I kind of edited them partly myself and then sent them off. And I kind of tell my producer exactly how I would like it to sound and send him like little playlists of inspiration. Gracie Abrams, Billie Eilish, Renee Rapp, all of them really, yeah.
These are good, cool people.
Yeah.
I like that list. So that's who. It seems like a really good time for young female artists at the minute, doesn't it, to actually get out there? You're getting a lot of exposure, aren't you?
Yeah, there are a lot of big female artists at the minute. Mm. Yeah.
Which bodes well.
Yeah.
So you've got this song. Is it out now? Is it released? It's available for people now?
Yes, it's available on all streaming platforms.
And what happens next?
I've got my next release coming out in March. I'm looking to put it out on March 19th. And that one is called Wonder What. It's about being in a relationship, but then someone ending it and you just don't know why, pretty much.
Well, it's lovely to meet you. And you surely have a really good future ahead of you because your songs are so strong. And the fact that this is your first single and you listen to it and think, Well, it sounds like something I've heard on like big radio stations or on YouTube or whatever now. So, I mean, are you going to start putting videos and things together as well, like full-length videos outside of TikTok?
I do need to do that. Yeah. I'm looking at getting a band together, so probably videos of that.
So does this mean that we might see you on the gigging circuit soon?
Hopefully.
Excellent. Well, just remind people then what your handles are for all the social media so people can find you and listen to your music.
On TikTok, it is e.l.icia, and it's the same for Instagram. And then on all streaming platforms, it's Alicia.
So look her up, because she's got a very bright future ahead. And will you pop back up to the Live Lounge sometime with a guitar and play something for
yes.
us? Excellent. Mum in the background, Lynn, I think you can be quite proud. You feeling proud? Yeah, she will not speak to me, I think for probably various reasons. But it's lovely to have you in the studio as well, Lynn. Thanks so much, Alicia. You're all the very best.
Thank you.
All of this, 'cause apparently I'm too nice.